Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, entrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Wealth Consciousness. As always, I'm super excited to be with you. And today, I would love for you to take a moment and allow me to interrupt your day. Allow me to interrupt whatever you're doing in terms of being super busy and super stressed or super overwhelmed, moving too quickly. Allow yourself to settle in for just a few minutes. And I'm going to interrupt your day. I'm going to interrupt your busyness, and I'm going to interrupt your thought. And in return, I hope that you will gain insights that you can use in your next breath. So as always, we start with some type of relaxation. Why is that? Because we need to be able to hear ourselves. We need to be able to tap into that part of us that allows us to be fully in our gifts and talents. And so the fastest way to have a productive day today will be to learn to listen to yourself. And so we're going to start off by doing a little relaxation technique that goes like this. I'd like you to close your eyes, rest into the chair that's supporting you, and allow yourself to take in a nice, long, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And what I'd like you to do is see if you can slow that breath way down. So in other words, breathing in deeply and slowly with much more intention than you typically breathe. And then on the exhale, allowing that exhale to last longer than you're even comfortable with. So wait till you get to the very end of that breath before breathing in again. And start to notice that when you bring all of your attention to your breath, your body starts to relax. Why? Because you're only on one thought, and that only thought is your breath. So one more piece to this relaxation exercise, I'd like you to place your hand on your heart. And as you continue to breathe long, deep breaths and exhale to its very, very end, I'd like for you to become acquainted with that heartbeat. In other words, listen for that heartbeat. Perhaps you feel it in your hands, but if you get really quiet and still, you'll feel it in your body. And then I'd like you to think about this idea of just being aligned or attuned to just your heartbeat and see what that does for you. So go ahead, take a moment, attune yourself with that heartbeat. Start to notice if it slows down as you give it your attention. And continue to take those long, deep breaths and exhale to the very end of the breath. And when you can find yourself sort of dropping into a place of relaxation, go ahead and open your eyes to this present moment. So today I want to share with you this message. I want to encourage you to rethink what's possible. I'd like you to think about these six steps that I'm going to offer to the best version of you. And so why would you want to do that? Because we want your gifts and talents in the world. And believe it or not, by being more and more clear about your gifts and talents and how to deliver them to the world will actually make your business more effective and more efficient. So I want you to start with this first idea. It's the number one idea in being the best version of you, is we're going to rethink what's possible. So I'd like you to think about this idea of allowing yourself to pay attention to the places where you limit yourself and where you limit yourself to what you think you can have. Because I'm going to ask you to pay attention to where that is in an area of your life, in your health, in your relationships, in your finances or your impact in the world, and in your spirituality or community. I'd like you to think about where you're limiting yourself because you think that's what you can have. And so I'd like you to think about shifting that to aim for the total picture of what you want. No holding back. And so what I'd like you to think about is putting your whole life, every aspect of your life, those four pillars we always talk about, put your entire life on the table as if you're looking at a game. And as you're looking at that game, I'd like you to think about the idea that you want to make sure that all areas of your life fulfill the mission of what it is that you want. And then take a look at what's driving it. So really what this brings us to is the idea that when we look at our life from a total picture, and we look at where am I limiting myself? Am I limiting myself in my relationships? Am I limiting myself in kind of caring people in my life, whether that's employees or other partnerships? Take a look at where are you limiting yourself, holding back from what you really, really want. Now think about that, because if you really let that sink in, there might be more than one area where you're holding back. So I'd like you to think about the idea that being so clear about who you are and what you want is the best way to be efficient and be successful in all areas of your life. And so when we start to think about this idea of not limiting yourself, but actually aiming for what you want for your business, for your personal life, for your health, that really it is just a matter of yes or no. In this moment, yes, this works for all areas of my life. Or no, this doesn't work. I'm holding myself back. I'm limiting myself in an area. So that's the number one thing to think about, is where are you limiting yourself? And it really does just come down to a simple yes or no. And then my challenge to you today is number two. And you might not like this one, but my challenge to you is to think about the idea that incremental change isn't enough. Unless you're satisfied with the idea of waiting. Because incremental change is an artificial, self-imposed boundary. So I'd like you to think about, if incremental change has been sort of your mantra, right? Some people say 1% a day, right? But just to get to 10% of change is going to take 10 days with that model. So what I'd like you to do instead is sort of follow the thread of where you'd like to see that change in one of those areas in the four pillars, right? Or perhaps an area in your business. Follow the thread to the place where you're accepting something other than what you're made for because you're accepting incremental change. That's a tough one. So I want you to think it through. And then that's my challenge for you, number two. Number three, I'd like you to think about acting as if your total success comes from living from your heart's desire. And that's a guaranteed given. So what I mean by that is acting as if that your total success and living from your heart's desire is a given. It's a given. It's guaranteed. How would you behave differently if you decided to remain in that state of mind? In other words, living from your heart's desire, knowing who you are and exactly what you want, is a given. Now, if you think about that for a moment, you might think, well, how could that be? But I really want to flip that, turn it on its head and say, how could it not be? The fact that you have a vision for your business, for your life, for your relationships, for your health, that vision comes to you because that's where your gifts and talents lie. And so if we were to wake up every morning and decide it's a given that this is all going to work out for me, it's a given that I'm meant to be all in this business in the ways that I am my authentic self, how would you behave differently if you remained in this state of mind? And then number four, we all take risks, but what if the biggest risk you're taking is in allowing things to stay the same? What if the biggest risk that you're actually taking today is allowing your sort of set point in any one of those areas of the four pillars of your life to stay the same? What if that's the biggest risk you're actually taking? So, number five, here's where we're going to ask the question. So, what would you have to believe to forfeit some of those old beliefs and let go of what we oftentimes call common sense? So in other words, identify those areas where there are perceived constraints, or perhaps where we're trying harder, but we're not getting the results still that we desire. Because from my vantage point, trying harder is kind of like the idea that more of the same usually gets us the same. But if we think differently, I'd like you to think about the idea, what would I have to believe, right? What would I have to believe to let go of these limiting beliefs or the perceived constraints that I have that I can't be in the best version of myself? What would I have to believe if I can't be that? Now, you'll probably find that it doesn't make much sense, right? So would you be willing to forfeit some of those old beliefs and let go of your, in air quotes, common sense? In other words, allow yourself to identify the place where you've created perceived constraints, or perhaps even tried harder within the same constraints and gotten the same result. So what would you have to believe? And then lastly, focusing on the end game, not the means. So I want you to think about the idea, again, that you're made for living in your heart's desire. The reason you are good at being a business owner, an entrepreneur, an investor, is because it comes from your heart's desire. And those people that do any kind of work that doesn't actually come from their heart's desire typically don't stay in it long or enjoy it. And so I believe we're meant to enjoy our work and contribute. So we want to be really focused in on the idea that living from your heart's desire allows you to trust that exactly what you came here to do with your gifts and talents, your end game, is there for you. So focus on the end game, but not the means. because we're not sure every day exactly what the day will bring, but we can still stay focused on that end game. And so I've given you a couple of things to think about today, but I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that you can rethink what's possible for you and that you can use these six steps to be the best version of you. So I'm going to go through the six steps one more time, just so that you'll have it. Don't limit yourself to what you think you can have, but aim for the total picture of what you want. Take my challenge that incremental change isn't enough unless you're going to be very patient with time. It's an artificial boundary that's self-imposed. So follow the thread to where you're limiting yourself to just incremental change. Then thirdly, ask yourself, if you could live in the state of mind of acting as if your total success comes from living in your heart's desire and is guaranteed, it's a given, how would your behavior be different? How would you do today differently if you acted as if it's all guaranteed? It's a given. Would you be more all in? And then number four, we all take risks and we probably are all accounting for some kind of risk, especially in the entrepreneurial lifestyle. But what if the biggest risk that you're actually taking is allowing things to remain the same? And then number five, what would you have to believe to stay any longer in a situation that seems like common sense that keeps you in perceived constraints? And then again, know that trying harder usually just gives us more of the same, which means that we have to think differently. So what would you have to believe? And then lastly, focus on the end game, but not the means. Live from your heart's desire, because what you think is what you get.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.